Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin.
And I'm Kristen Diaz. With immigration enforcement actions making headlines again, it's really important for both employers and immigrant communities to know their rights. Whether it's a workplace audit or unexpected ICE raid, just understanding the law can really make all the difference. Joining us now is immigration attorney Kate Lincoln Goldfinch to break things down on what employers should be aware of and what immigrants need to know to protect themselves and their families. But getting to it, Kate, you know, can you just start explaining what an ICE raid typically looks like?
There's no real legal definition of what a raid is, but I think of a raid as an indiscriminate arrest scenario where ICE is not going after a specific individual. It's not a targeted event. So that maybe they're going to a big work site or arresting people in the parking lot of the supermarket. These are the things that tend to be raids. But we do have a lot of targeted actions going on right now, and that is going to look for specific people at a work site or going after a particular employer. There's heightened enforcement. And so people think of this as raids and, you know, whatever you call it. The reality is immigrants are being swept up in detentions in all sorts of places, in their homes, driving out on the streets, out in public, in work sites, going to their immigration appointments and interviews as well. And that is definitely on the rise.
I know in the latest events that happened, all this seemed to have started with a raid at Home Depot, of all places.
Sure. That was sort of the kickoff of the protests that happened in LA, which, of course, we're watching. And, you know, National Guard, Marines are being called in and all of that is going on. And, you know, the reaction in LA is about the raids. But the sort of the tipping point was Home Depot. Really, we're going to go and get people who are just looking for work at Home Depot. And I think what everybody's really starting to grapple with is the fact that it's clear now that the administration is not just going after people with criminal records and violent criminals and all of that. This is, they are going after immigrants, and immigrant equals criminal in the eyes of the Trump administration. And a lot of us know immigrants, work with immigrants, know that they are good people. And it's starting to become we're starting to see a public outcry, as we've seen in LA, but all over, about the types of people that are being picked up and the fact that they are, you know, law-abiding folks who are doing the best that they can. And it's really heartbreaking what I've seen on the front lines. I mean, just in the last week, in my own practice, I've had 14 of my clients detained, which is very abnormal for us.
When we talk about ICE showing up to a place of work, what are employers allowed to ask ICE agents? Can they ask for a warrant, or is there any warning?
You can kind of think of a workplace arrest almost like you would a home. So you know that most people know that we have the right against search and seizure. It's the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and that law enforcement can't enter into someone's home without a judicial warrant signed by a judge to enter into that home. And you don't have to open the door for them unless they have that warrant. That also applies in places of business. But the difference with a business is that there are public and private places in a business. And the public part of the business is open to law enforcement just as it is to the public. So one of the key things that employers can do is make a clear distinction between the public and the private area and actually label what is beyond the lobby, you know, or understand that in a restaurant that maybe the dining area is public, but the kitchen is private, and make it clear, put a label on that door, and then also have a clear procedure. Know who's in charge, who is the point person if law enforcement shows up, and every employee knows they are not to give information about who's there that day or where they are. They are to direct law enforcement to the point person who knows how to review a warrant, get in touch with the lawyer, and interact with law enforcement. And all of this is clearly written and disseminated in a policy and a procedure that the whole company understands, so that everybody understands how they're supposed to behave in these events. That's one of the most protective things that companies and businesses can be doing right now.
How quickly should companies or individuals be calling their attorneys if they have them?
I think as soon as ICE shows up, you know, if you get a notification that your I-9s are being audited, they call that a paper raid, you have 3 days to respond. So that's a pretty quick turnaround. You want to get your lawyer. And then, of course, if they're on site and they're asking to enter into the property, you need to have a lawyer. So I would say most businesses, especially ones that knowingly employ immigrants, and I'm not saying undocumented immigrants, just immigrants, period, should have an immigration attorney, you know, on retainer, or at least a connection with an immigration lawyer, so that that is the person that you can call when and if ICE shows up.
What are some common mistakes employers make when they're faced with immigration enforcement?
I think that the common mistakes that companies make are they're either too permissive or too restrictive, actually. So too permissive can look like no policy whatsoever, no point person, nobody knows how to respond, and law enforcement just comes in and does whatever they want, right? That's too permissive. That's not asserting the rights of the business and therefore the employees. And then on the other end, you want your employees to understand you're not going to be too restrictive or obstructionist, right? If a law enforcement activity is going on, there are rules about what people can do. And so, you know, we all saw the case of the judge in Wisconsin who was arrested herself because she didn't let ICE in the courtroom and then directed the person through a private door out the back. So those are things you would want to be careful about. You know, harboring rules like laws, criminal activities arise when people are trying to obstruct justice or harbor immigrants. And what that looks like is getting in the way of a law enforcement activity, hiding immigrants. So I often tell people, you know, if you've got an undocumented person in the passenger of your car, you're not harboring an immigrant. You may not even know their status. But if you know that they're undocumented and you've been pulled over by the police and you tell them to get down, you know, on the floorboards and throw a blanket over them, well, that's another story. So understanding where, you know, the lines are and not crossing them is really important for not just businesses, but everybody in times like these, because the Trump administration is also looking to go after people who are obstructing justice. And you know, that raises a lot of feelings and emotions and opinions. And I certainly understand that. I'm so opposed to what's going on. And I also think that people need to be really thoughtful about how they're behaving and interacting during law enforcement. And if you are going to head down the path of, you know, witnessing or wanting to be involved somehow, that you do so knowingly and with experience, and that you don't accidentally make things worse because you don't know what you're doing.
How much of a risk is it for people? I mean, there has to be some worry going on for people that are citizens that get rounded up in some cases, or legal residents, people, green cards. How often does that happen, that mistakes are made like that, and someone can get caught up in a roundup and they're an American citizen?
It's happening. It does seem to be mostly mistakes, you know, particularly like Latino U.S. citizens who work at a place that gets raided. I know a colleague of mine who's an immigration lawyer said two of his clients with green cards last week were pulled over by state troopers and detained because they didn't have their green cards on them. That's super rare. That doesn't typically happen. Now, they were processed and released hours later, but who wants to be detained for a whole day? You know, I mean, so definitely people with legal status more and more are getting caught up. And, you know, I'll just say it. That's because a lot of what's being used to conduct these operations is racial profiling. And so people who are Hispanic are being pulled over by state troopers. And usually state troopers patrol the highways, and that's where people get pulled over. What we're seeing inside the cities, and maybe in Dallas too, is that they're starting to patrol the streets of the cities and pulling people over. And so that's one of the ways that a lot of these detentions are happening, is through law enforcement cooperation with local law enforcement. It's not just ICE conducting these arrests.
In these ICE raids, what's the difference of looking for Hispanic immigrants versus someone from other countries?
Well, I don't have the statistics around that. And that's actually something that I'm wanting to see is, are we ratcheting up the enforcement against non-Hispanic immigrants right now? Anecdotally, what we're seeing is that Latinos are the ones who are being targeted, and particularly more recent arrivals, people who followed a legal process and they waited their turn on CBP-1, or they came in on the parole program for Cubans and Nicaraguans and Haitians and Venezuelans. These are people who are relatively recent arrivals who entered under Biden administration policies, who are very much under attack by the Trump administration. So I would say they are, like, in my experience, priority number one. And then, you know, right behind that are, you know, Hispanic people who maybe have been here for years. And I think that's a new thing that is shocking a lot of people right now, is that we're starting to see Latino immigrants who have years and years in the U.S. who are being detained. And that's really starting to impact a lot of employers, because these are people who are, you know, solid, hardworking people. They've been with their company for a long time, and their employers are starting to get upset. And that, and I think that that's actually helpful, because then we start to see a little bit of walk back, like yesterday, or, you know, a few days ago, that the president was putting out on Truth Social, like, oh, sorry, we're not going to go after the long term farm workers. Mm-hmm. And I always appreciate when I start to see things like that, because it means that the business community is responding, which is really helpful, right? Because immigrants don't have a strong lobby, but the business community does. And so anytime the business community starts saying, hey, wait a minute, this is not okay with us, then we start to see policies shift. And so to the extent anybody listening has power and influence as a business person, using your voice in times like these can be one of the most powerful things that you can do with your connections.
How frightened are Dreamers right now?
Terrified. They're terrified. I mean, you know, DACA is under attack, especially in Texas. I was just chatting with my team about a Dreamer that we know, pregnant, picked up, detained. You know, it's bad out there, and people are rightfully scared. And, you know, I mean, senators are getting detained by DHS, or at least, you know, tackled to the ground and handcuffed. You know, it's like there is no off limits right now. And that's really, really creepy.
Thank you so much. That is Kate Lincoln Goldfinch here on KRLD.